I've noticed a pattern for about a year or so now, that there are quite a few times that our prayer focus on Friday is restated in a Sunday service. Those that are in the prayer service, in a sense then, are receiving a double portion benefit because they were present when the first fruit of that word was being released into the atmosphere. But I thank God for his mercies, that he loves us enough to restate so that those that heard it for the first time can hear it again, and those that haven't heard may hear it for the first time. But what I've also noticed is that it's not necessarily the same. There might be some points of commonality, some things that are repeated, but a great deal of the time, God goes into another dimension of that particular message. And I want to encourage you today to hear the heart of God. I am not one who generally gives title to a message, but I sense in my spirit that this message should be captioned "Engaging the Power of Favor." Engaging the power of favor. Say it with me. Engaging the power of favor. Favor can be around you and you not engage it. You can start a car that's fully gassed, ready to go, engine revving. You pushing down on the gas pedal or the throttle, and the RPM is going all over the place, and that vehicle doesn't move. Why? Because you've not engaged it. You've turned everything on, everything is on, but you've got to engage the transmission. You've got to engage the what? The transmission. When you engage the transmission, you get transmitted. Hallelujah. My prayer these days is that we will all engage the transmission of the Word of God, and that we are catapulted by the Spirit of the living God into another sphere. Somebody shout hallelujah. It is all possible. The Bible says in the book of Daniel, chapter 1 and verse 9, and the Lord keeps on reminding me to say this. This is about the fourth time now. I want you to know that on July the 17th, we're going to have a special meeting for the children. July the 17th, it's a Wednesday. It's not Bible study. It's a Wednesday, July 17th. Every child, bring them into this house. We are going to pray for them and impart into their lives what God has ordained and destined for them. There will be a supernatural deposit into every child. And those that are not able to be here because they are not in this city, I'm not talking about those of you that are in Winnipeg or in the general area of this metropolis. Those that are in Kenya, Uganda, Toronto, wherever it is that you may be in this world, I want you to bring your children and be online that particular day, because God is not a God of distance. He's everywhere present. He will reach you where you are. Amen. Daniel 1 and verse 9 says, "Now, God had brought Daniel into favor. Amen? Now, God had, past tense, brought, past tense, Daniel into favor. He brought him into what? Favor. God brings you into favor. Amen? Hallelujah. May God take you now by the hand and take you supernaturally and bring you into favor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God brought Daniel into what? Favor. Favor, the chesed of God. He brought him into it. And tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Who is this prince of the eunuchs? This is a man just like Haggai in the story of Esther that was in charge of what the king wanted done. A chief administrator. And he's a eunuch because, if you're in Nigeria, it says Enoch. Well, he's a eunuch because the master wants him to be focused on his issues. Not running around with all the women around. Focus on what he's assigned to do. There is somebody that's assigned to do something in particular for the king. And that person is a person that God is going to use to generate favor or manifest favor in your life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all need favor. Don't kid yourself. Everybody needs favor. No matter how rich you are, you need favor. Money, yeah, sometimes buys favor. That's true. But money cannot always buy favor. Because money cannot buy favor from a man that is disciplined. That means that your money cannot bribe somebody that is totally disciplined on what he is called to do differently. Are you with me? It takes that man to look beyond what you have to extend favor. Because ultimately, favor is not linked to what you can bring to the table. It is linked to, you see, if you call it favor because of what somebody brings to the table, then it's not favor. Favor has nothing to do with what you bring to the table. It has everything to do with what the one who is extending the favor brings to the table to do for you. Amen? So you and I need to line up right now and understand that when we're talking about favor, that we're talking about God doing something extraordinary in your life. I am going to simplify that word favor for you today so you understand it. Actually, maybe I should do that right now. So firstly, leave this Daniel 1:9 for a moment and come with me to this passage of scripture that will explain to us what favor we are talking about. Let's look at Luke 1 and verse 30 for a moment. Luke 1 and verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. You see that? What have you found? The word of God says concerning Mary, blessed art thou amongst women, the Lord is with thee. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. And because the Lord is with you, you are blessed. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly what? Favored. The Lord is what? With thee. You are highly favored. The Lord is with thee. And because of that, blessed art thou among women. Because favor selects you. But the great truth about favor is that it's summarized by this statement. The Lord is with you. I don't know if you got it yet. The Lord is with you. And when the Lord is with you, you are favored. Are we on the same page yet? The Lord is with you, and because the Lord is with you, you are what? Favored. But not just favored, you are highly favored. Highly favored because the Lord is with me. Now, when did the Lord come to be with me? First, when he was sent into the world, and the word of God says his name shall be called what? Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. But it is not just God with us now. When you ask him to come into your life, when you ask him to come into your heart, he comes and he abides with you. And from that very moment, he who comes and abides with you is with you, which means then that if he's abiding with you and he is with you, then you must be what? Highly favored. So when I got saved, I came into the favor of God. Are you with me? Please don't lose that point. You know, I could go around and say point A, B, C, and I'll finish Z, and I'll start counting from 1, 2, 3. So I don't do that. So I'm making my points now. You make your 1A and 1B and 1Z. That's your business. Amen? God came into my life, and I, from that day, came into the favor of God. Praise the Lord. Now, so what is the issue when we talk about favor? One of the things I shared with the saints that were here on Friday was this. That the blessing of favor. Give me Ephesians 1 and verse 3 real quickly. The blessing of favor, while it is a spiritual blessing, is something that God has already done. Please hear everything. I'm talking about engaging the power of favor. I'm not just talking about favor. Now I'm talking about engaging it. Are you with me? Yes. And the first thing I want you to settle in your life, in your mind right now, is that favor is already yours. It was given to you when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. It is yours. You are blessed and highly favored because you are a carrier of the Lord Jesus Christ, just like Mary was a carrier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you didn't hear what I said to you yet. Mary carried Jesus. Did she not? That's why she's highly favored. Do you have Jesus in you? Yes. Then you are highly favored. But what you know and do not apply cannot service you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath what? Blessed us. Who hath what? Who will bless us? Who shall bless us? Not will, not shall. Who should bless us? Not should. Hath, past tense, blessed us with all. Somebody say all. Spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All of it already done in heavenly places in Christ. So I'm already blessed with all spiritual blessings. Yes? We agree that we are already blessed. So if we are already all blessed, why do we keep on asking for what we already have? He has already blessed me with some. He had already blessed me with a few. Why are you guys arguing now? The truth is the truth, isn't it? It says all. And in any language, all is what? All. He hath, past tense, done, finished with it, completed, blessed me with all spiritual blessings. And that includes favor. So what is this about God bringing Daniel into favor? What is it about, and these are the words that we find when we talk about favor. We'll find things like God gave favor, or somebody gave favor, or somebody found favor, or somebody obtained favor, somebody gave it favor, somebody gave favor. What is that? What is this thing called favor? What is it about? If it is already done, what is it that is lacking? Let me share it with you. When God brings you into favor, or you receive favor, most of it is reliant on the other person. Because the word of God says they found favor in the sight of this person. Amen? They found favor. Or this person found favor in the sight of that person. The idea is this, that favor is always there because God is with you always. Yes? But the recognition of what you are carrying may be hidden from the other person. Because the God of this world blinds them. Now, when we want to operate in favor, and this is something that you have to operate in and by every single day of your life, it is to begin to declare that others will see what you are carrying. That they will see that the Lord, He has been given a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must what? Bow. And every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord of the things in heaven, the things on the earth, and the things under the earth. They must see the glory of the Lord that they must bow to in you.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Somebody is blinded to the reality of who you are and what you are about, and that's why favor has not been released. But when they see something, when they perceive something, when they recognize something, they begin to operate under the lordship of the one that you are carrying. And because they are bound down to the Lord who is inside of you, favor is released to you.
Yes.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
It is not you, it is the one that you are carrying. And therefore, if you are carrying the Lord Jesus Christ inside of you, there is not one man or woman that will be able to resist the word that comes out of your mouth. Not one thing will be able to stand before you and to resist you, to stop you in any way, shape, or form, because Jesus is not stoppable. The grave could not hold him, and therefore nothing can hold you down. Because the authority of God is operating inside of you. It is moving in you. It is walking through you. Therefore, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is with me. The first person that needs to know that is me. So the word of God says, God has not given you the spirit of fear or timidity, but the spirit of his love, his power, and his sound, mature, disciplined mind. So don't act fearful. Act as one who's been authorized by God. I'm reminded, some of you never did get to see this particular situation, but some who've been here for a while will recognize what I'm going to talk about. There used to be a bus shack right in front of our church building, right there. As soon as you step out the doors, it was right there. And because of it, there was always garbage in front of the church. It was not just an eyesore, because of how it was, but because of what it was generating. And I kept on asking for that particular bus shack to be moved. And I was told over and over again, it cannot be moved. Why can't it be moved? Because it is city property. And when the city put it there, it stays there. The city will not move it. Really? 1 year goes. 2 years. That problem was still there. And one day the Lord says to me, you want to move that thing? I said, yeah, I want that thing moved. He said, this is the number you call. So I called the number. And I'm talking to this guy in charge of the city streets. And the guy said, can't be done. And I said to him, it can't be done. He said, it can't be done. I said, yes, you will do it. He said, why do you think I should do it? I said, because I'm asking you now. You're going to move that sign from there away from my building. It's an ISO. You're moving it. The bylaw says it can't be done. Historically, it can't be done. Everything said it cannot be done. But God said, you want it moved? I said, yes. And it caused me to recognize that I had an authority inside of me that was greater than whatever the city bylaws were, and that thing was going to move.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
So I hung up from that discussion, and one day I was at Salisbury House having breakfast with a brother, And Sister Margaret called me. Said there are some people here looking for you from this city. I said, I wonder why. And the Lord says, you know why? To move the sign. I said, to move the bus shack. I said, wow. So I came, and I'd already gone and marked out where I wanted the bus stop to move to. Because I had already gone there and said, this is where, that's where that bus stop is now. I had already marked it out. It's moving from there to there. When they came, guess where I saw them? Where I had already pointed them out to. And three or four of them, you know, dressed in their nice suit and tie and shirt, came to me, and I'm coming, and they identified me and said, what can we do for you, sir? I said, you can move this here. Where would you like it? Over there. He said, that's what we thought. That's exactly what we thought. I said, okay, move it from there over there. Hallelujah. What did it? It was favor. Are you with me? It was not my long prayers that did it. It was favor. Recognizing what I had inside of me. When I recognized it, I was able to make the shift. Until you recognize what is inside of you, what God has put inside of you, until you engage it, nothing changes. You've got to understand that that is yours. And then it changes. You can rewrite the story of your life based on your knowing that God is with you. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Nothing. Who is not only in reference to people, it is in reference to anything. It's in reference to anything and everything. What is included in the who? Amen? That means money cannot resist me. You're not listening. Are you listening? Are you hearing? Are you understanding? Are you grasping? Are you taking this? Nothing means nothing. It is not until you come to the clarity in your spirit that this is your right in God that it becomes yours. You cannot get your healing without you knowing. I am blessed and highly favored. Jesus Christ lives in here. The one who paid the price for my healing lives inside of me. I cannot be sick. You cannot. Amen. Receive it until you settle that. I don't care how many fastings we do. Until you make that engagement, nothing changes. It changes when you make that engagement. That's when you turn it around. Looking at his son who heard a prophetic word from this house that said, no unemployment here. Goes to work the next day and laying everybody off. Laying this one off and laying that off and laying that off. Giving them their pink slip or whatever it is, the slip. There he comes, and they're expecting him to go collect his. But he said, my pastor said, no unemployment here. Not in glory and peace. No unemployment here. So he goes in there, and instead of giving him a pink slip and sending him off like everybody else, they kept him. Those that were his seniors, gone. Those that were behind him, that came after him, gone. He is the only one there. And they go and they start trying to get the union to come and deal with the situation and get rid of him. And the guys say, we have chosen that he's staying. We don't care about your union. What did that? Favor. Are you with me? Favor. And I remember about a year or two later, he comes into my office and I said, it's time for you to move to your next job. And I blessed him. I said, go. He went to work. And somebody, a client, came in there and said, you need a job. He said the word, yeah, and takes him from that job. And as soon as he left that particular company, where he was working, was the contract or whatever was shipped off to China. Am I telling the truth? Shout it out loud. Okay. What did that? Favor. Favor is what moved him. Favor is what caused him to be selected. And I'm declaring over you, if there is something that needs somebody picked up for something better and greater, you will be the one that will be picked. Not based on your qualification, not based on all of your degrees, not based on anything else, but because the greater one lives inside of you and you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Somebody shout, hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Favor. I remember many years ago, we were living in a cooperative, and we needed a house. But we didn't have any down payment, zero. And you need a down payment if you're going to get a house. Whatever down payment we had already invested the year previous into purchasing this house. So we had nothing. And Mama spoke a word. Said, we're going to get our house this week. I'm looking at this woman. With what? Like how? A few days later, I was taking our daughter, Ashley, to her school. She was still in elementary. Wow. It's just a few years ago, not too long ago. No, she has children. And she points to a house that had a for sale sign. And she says, Dad, is that the house we're going to move into? I said, no, God forbid. We're not moving into that house. Because that house looked like the ugliest house on the street. Ugly or not, we did not have the money to buy it. But we're looking anyway. Somebody say, we're looking anyway. Yeah, we're looking. We had no money, but we're looking. Because favor will do for you what labor cannot. So we're looking, and nothing we saw we liked. And this particular day, we came with our real estate agent, and we came to this house. That's the house that Ashley was pointing at, that I said, no, we're not going to that house. It's an ugly house. And Mama and the real estate agent come out, they go inside, and they're pleading with me to come out of the car, because I won't get out of the car. Sitting down there. And you guys finish looking, you come back, because I'm not going to that house. Please just come. So I came, and as soon as my feet crossed over that door threshold. It didn't even touch. As soon as I said, this is the house. What changed? While I was being rebellious and stubborn, sitting in the car, God could not speak to me. Somebody listening? While I was sitting down there, not moving, God could not speak to me. But as soon as I crossed, God said, this is the house. But we still didn't have the money. Where are we going to have the money? Somebody say favor.
Favor.
Shout it out loud, favor.
Favor.
No money for down payment. And the real estate agent says to us, how much you want to pay for this? We told him what we heard from the Lord. This is the amount. It happened to be altogether 60. Are you listening? $60,000 less than the asking price. But this is where it gets better. There's a guy living in the house that 2 weeks prior to us coming there had offered $40,000 more than we are putting on the plate. Are you with me so far? That means the landlord has an offer that is $40,000 more than we are offering, which is $60,000 less. In other words, all he needs to lose from our price and his asking price is $20,000. You understand? So Mama and I are in the office, and our real estate agent calls and said, can you guys sweeten the pot? We said, no. What we offered, that's what we are offering. And we get a call back. You got it. It's yours. Guess who was selling the house? A Jewish lawyer. Do you think a Jewish man doesn't know money? Plus, he's a lawyer. And there's somebody in the house already that's offering him more that he just turned down 2 weeks before. And we get it. Tell me what made the difference.
Favor.
We found favor in the sight of the owner, and now we are going to find favor in the sight of the real estate agent, because the real estate agent helped us. The commission that I'm going to get, I'll turn it over to you. You can use it for down payment.
Wow.
Is somebody listening? Favor!
Hallelujah.
God is a God of favor. If God be with you, who can stand against you? God will rewrite the books for your sake.
Amen.
And so it was done for Daniel. Daniel says, we don't want to eat the food that the king is offering. We want to eat something else. What do you want to eat? Just some porridge, some stuff we put together. Hey man, do you want to kill me? If you show up before the king and you're not looking good, it's my head. Do you understand that? And the guy still says, okay, do that. We'll give you a few days to do this. And by the time they finished, Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego were looking fresher than the people that were busy eating all the goodies that the king had to offer. That was not what the king, or rather what God wanted the children of Israel to eat. I wonder if there are things that you and I are doing, trying to gather favor, that are contrary to the will of God, contrary to the word of God, and we think we'll get ahead and are not getting ahead. Now, the thing that you and I need is to do the right thing, recognizing that if God is within us, with us, for us, that there is nothing that will stop the promotion and the increase that God has on his mind for us. Amen? We need to engage, recognize that God is for us, God is with us. He's with you. He has been with you. And now you must carry yourself as one that has been chosen by God, selected by God, imparted by God. Carry yourself in that boldness to your workplace, recognizing that you are there to be a blessing. You know, Laban understood when Jacob wanted to leave. He said, you can't leave because the favor of God on your life is why I'm blessed. When people recognize that it is because of you that things are going well, they will pay you better. Hello? Since you came into my life, things have been better. You cannot be outside my life. It will stop divorce. Hello? It will stop unemployment. Because you went there to volunteer. And as soon as you start volunteering, things start popping up. Things are getting better and getting better. The day you don't show up to work, things are going all over the place. All kinds of problems. You show up, everything settles down. You see, every time this guy comes here, things change. Every time he leaves, things are not as good. We better keep him. Do they say, I'm leaving? Why? We'll pay you more. Are you sure you can pay what I'm? And then you talk to the Lord and say, how much do you think they should pay me? And God will give you his figures. That's what you put down. Listen. When you are operating under favor, you can have a contract and your contract price is $100,000 higher than the next person. And they will forget about the next person and still give the contract to you because of something called what? Favor. And that favor is based on what? The Lord is with me. Is somebody listening yet? This is an ingredient that cannot be missing from my life or your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 22 and verse 1. Would you know that all this that I've been talking to you, I've just been talking about introduction. Didn't even get into the message yet. Proverbs 22, 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than what? Great riches. This is key. If you're going to operate in favor, make sure that you have what? A good name. And loving favor rather than what? Silver and gold. A good name. So I have to be chosen and great riches. And loving favor, chosen rather than silver and gold. So you need two things. A good name and loving favor. And what are the bottom part? Great riches, silver and gold. It didn't say anything else. So there's a link between favor and riches. There's a link between favor and great riches. But that link is a link of favor, and favor is linked to a good name. There is a name that is above every other name. What's that name?
Jesus.
Where is that name residing?
In me.
And where are you residing?
In him.
In him, in what? And he had blessed you with all spiritual blessings, where? In the earth. In the earth. In heavenly places. Oh, so guess what? If you want to move in this realm of favor, there's one place and one place alone that you need to pack yourself. In what? Heavenly places. And in heavenly places, there is tears and sorrow and thorns and thistles. There is poverty, sickness, and disease. No? In heavenly places, none of those things. So guess what? If I'm packed in heavenly places, what do I see? Only goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in what? In the house of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I must begin to think as one that is operating in heavenly places. That's how Jesus Christ our Lord operated. What did I say? That's how Jesus Christ our Lord operated. What did I say again? Take me to John 3. I'm going to start reading from verse 12. If I've told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? If I tell you of heavenly things, if I tell you of heavenly things. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which was. Which will be. Which is, present tense, which is, that's how you see yourself every day. I am in heavenly places. He's talking to Nicodemus. In the earth, and he says, no one has ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. I came down, but I am there. Now, this takes the engagement of our faith to understand and grasp that I am not stuck in the earth. I am seated with him in heavenly places. I am not separated from him. I am with him. I am in him, and he is in me. And you know how that happens? Are you ready for this? It's a four-letter word that starts with the letter L and ends with the letter E. Not life. Life. Love. Love. You cannot abide with him if you are not walking in love. He that wants to experience friendship must first show himself friendly. If you want to experience favor, you've got to learn the practice of granting others favor. Not because they deserve it, but because I just choose to favor you. That's it. When you practice that, you are sowing favor, and God will always bring you to favor. God will always bring you before men and women that will favor you. You will never present yourself before austere, wicked people. You will never. Listen, if there's going to be a wicked person across that desk when I come there, by the time I get there, they must vamoose. Do you understand? They must be removed because I don't stand before wicked people. Only people that will be a blessing to me will be across that desk. I want help. The right person will be there. If they are not going to be the right help, they must be removed. Because every knee must bow to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, the one who lives inside of me. And because he is with me, I am blessed. And what? Highly favored. Okay. That will be the end of the introduction today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We shall continue. Amen. One simple prayer I'm going to pray with you now. We're going to do this one act, and it's going to represent three things. One, it's going to represent you recognizing what you've got. Two, it's going to represent those that are to be a blessing to you, recognizing who you are and therefore responding in that sense. Amen? Third, it's going to represent you recognizing not only who it is that is in you, but what it is that God has already done. Amen? Hallelujah. So three things. Recognizing what God has already done, recognizing who's inside of you and therefore who you are, and thirdly, others recognizing what it is that you have and are carrying, who you are. Because when those three things come together, the manifestation is favor. There are people that should favor you that are not favoring you because they don't recognize. Oh, I didn't know. Have you ever been in a situation? They say, oh, I didn't know it was you. If I knew that it was you, I would have done this such and such and such. Huh? No. There is not going to be any blindness. So I want you to touch your eyes. And we are going to cover all three things right now with this one prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that my eyes are open and the eyes of others concerning me are now open. They see what you have accomplished in my life. They see the glory of your person in my life, and I see what you have done in my life. Thank you, Lord, that favor is manifested in me, with me, by me, through me, because of your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, I see favor. I receive favor. I walk in favor. I am transmitted in favor. I am in the atmosphere of favor all of my days. Nothing of disfavor will ever befall me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because of this declaration, whatever it is that you are facing, I declare, in Jesus' mighty name, that favor will kick in and get you out of any situation that is contrary. Amen? Say, I receive the favor of the Lord. Say it again, I receive the favor of the Lord. It will manifest itself in every possible way that I need favor manifested in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. One more thing I say to you now. Now continue with this. In the realm of favor, you must surrender yourself to God's perfect will. What do I mean by that? When you step into favor, I know the word of God says that He will do exceedingly far above, beyond that which we dare ask or think. According to what? According to the power, His power, that worketh in us. Yes? According to His power. What power is this? It's the power of love. It is the power of the fullness of the Godhead in us. What did we just say about God being with us? What does it equate to? Favor. Yeah? So, in the realm of favor, you don't limit yourself to asking God for what you think. To instructing God on how He should do things. In the realm of favor, you rely on God, just like Esther relied on Haggai and said, you choose for me. How many of you know God is wiser than you? God, I don't know what to ask for, but I ask that you, the God who favors, favor me. Favor me. Do for me what is the right thing to do, and rest. We have crossed from the month of what? June to what? July. And in June, we said, what happened? We cease from what? Our struggles and our labor, and we cross over to what? To favor and rest. So guess what you need to do now? Rest. Relax. There is a rest that's been chosen by God for you. Just rest. Make sure you carry yourself as a son of God, as a prince. Amen? A representation of God, an ambassador of God. Don't move around sheepishly like a sheep. Be be bold. When you go to work, carry yourself proper. Let anyone that is in there that does not stand for what God has ordained you for, let them be doing the trembling. Let them be the ones afraid. You carry yourself boldly, like you own the place. Carry yourself right. Do you understand?
Yes.
Carry yourself what? Right. Bold. Do your part. But never operate in the spirit of timidity. Huh? Just do your part. And you and I will be shocked at what God is about to do and has done, but now must be made manifest in all of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.